Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Retire in 10 years or less, unlock your passive income machine, and secure tax-free income for life is a personal finance and retirement strategy book by Ryan D. Lee. It is written for readers who want to move beyond conventional retirement planning and build an income-based path to financial independence sooner than the traditional timeline. The book centers on the idea that retirement should be funded by predictable cash flow rather than by simply accumulating savings in market accounts and waiting for a future withdrawal stage. Its core purpose is to show how a diversified system of income-producing assets combined with deliberate tax planning can create a more controllable and potentially faster route to financial freedom. Rather than presenting retirement as a distant endpoint, the book reframes it as a design problem involving income, taxes, leverage, and asset selection. It belongs to the growing category of alternative wealth-building books that challenge Wall Street-centered assumptions and focus on ownership, cash flow, and tax efficiency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the promise and limits of tax-free income for life. The phrase tax-free income for life captures one of the book's most attractive claims, but it should be understood as a planning goal rather than a universal guarantee. The book highlights structures and strategies that may reduce taxes on retirement income, including the use of assets and vehicles designed for better tax treatment. This is compelling because taxes can materially change retirement outcomes over time, especially for higher earners with larger portfolios. However, the concept also has limits. Tax outcomes depend on jurisdiction, account type, asset behavior, legislation, and individual circumstances. A responsible reading of the book should therefore treat tax efficiency as a major lever, not a magical solution. Even so, this topic is important because it shows how the book differentiates itself from standard retirement literature. It is not merely asking how much to save, but how to transform capital into spendable income in a way that preserves purchasing power and extends financial control throughout retirement. Secondly, control and flexibility as the real measures of financial freedom. Beyond income figures, the book places strong emphasis on control and flexibility. This is a meaningful distinction because many retirement plans look successful on paper while leaving the retiree exposed to market risk, tax changes, or inflexible withdrawal rules. The book argues that true financial freedom means having enough predictable income to choose how you spend time and when you work. And in detail, the Bayesian, that means freedom is not defined only by stopping work, but by reducing dependence on employers, market timing, and future policy uncertainty. This concept strengthens the book because it shifts the outcome from a purely numeric target to a lived condition. Readers are invited to think about how their financial structure affects decision-making, time use, and peace of mind. In that sense, the book is as much about designing autonomy as it is about generating returns. Its value lies in connecting money management to practical life design rather than treating retirement as a passive endpoint. Thirdly, a realistic view of implementation and commitment. The book also implies that its approach requires effort, education, and ongoing management. This is important because early retirement strategies built around real assets and tax planning are rarely effortless. Readers must understand the mechanics of the income streams they choose, monitor performance, and stay aware of tax consequences. That makes the book more suitable for people willing to engage actively with their finances rather than outsourcing every decision. It is not a passive promise in the casual sense. Rather, it describes a system that must be built and maintained. That realism is valuable because it prevents the reader from assuming that retirement freedom is automatic once assets are purchased. Instead, the book frames financial independence as the outcome of deliberate structure and repeated execution. This may limit its appeal to some, but it also makes the material more credible for readers who want an operational plan instead of inspirational generalities. Fourthly, the book as a practical blueprint rather than a broad theory text. The most useful way to read this book is as a practical blueprint for a specific financial outcome. It does not appear to aim for broad academic theory or a neutral survey of all retirement options. Instead, it offers a system that is meant to be applied by readers who want faster retirement through passive income and tax-aware asset selection. That makes the book valuable for action-oriented readers, but it also means the framework is relatively directional. Readers should expect a strong point of view, especially about Wall Street, tax structure, and income-first planning. This can be an advantage because strong frameworks often help people make decisions more confidently than balanced but vague advice. The book therefore occupies a useful niche. It is not trying to be everything to everyone. It is a focus manual for readers who believe retirement should be engineered through income, ownership, and tax discipline rather than left to conventional accumulation alone. Lastly, overall positioning in the financial independence genre, overall, the book sits in the intersection of early retirement planning, passive income strategy, and tax-aware wealth design. It is not a generic investing book and not a purely motivational finance title. Its identity comes from its attempt to compress the retirement timeline by using structured income assets and tax strategy. That gives it a sharper niche than many books in the category, which often spread attention across budgeting, investing basics, and lifestyle design. Readers who value specificity will likely appreciate that focus. Readers who want broad caution and minimal complexity may prefer other titles, still within its genre. The book stands out for its explicit goal of helping readers retire in a decade or less by building a passive income machine rather than merely accumulating assets and waiting. That direct, systems-based positioning is its main differentiator and the reason it is likely to resonate with readers seeking an alternative to conventional retirement doctrine. In conclusion, Retire in 10 Years or Less is best suited for readers who already understand the basics of saving and investing, but want a more deliberate path toward financial independence. High-earning professionals, real estate-oriented investors, and readers frustrated with conventional retirement timelines are the clearest audience for its ideas. The main benefit of the book is that it forces a shift from accumulation-based thinking to income-based planning, with tax efficiency treated as a central part of the design. That makes it useful not only as a strategy guide, but also as a way to rethink what retirement readiness actually means. Compared with many books in the personal finance category, it is more focused and more system-driven. It does not simply recommend investing more. It argues for building a structured income engine and aligning asset choice with long-term control. Its emphasis on the passive income machine and the vault concept gives it a distinct identity within the early retirement and wealth-building space. Readers looking for a clear point of view on passive income, ownership, and tax-aware retirement planning will find it more specific than general finance books and more practical than purely inspirational ones. If you would like to support Ryan D. Lee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.